often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 633. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick agent, Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is somewhere around. I'm looking around waiting for him to just jump out at me. I'm sure we'll hear from him at some point. Starting a late one. I had work today. And had stuff going on after work, so it's after 6 p.m. I mean, that's late for me. I'm an old man. That is the time, like, I'm like, I need to take a nap before I, you know, start rocking Call of Duty or what have you. it's late. I mean, not really. I mean, on the weekends, I do usually stay up till like 2 a.m. on like Saturday nights and shit. So I guess it's not that late. But I usually take a nap. I'm a napper when I'm doing really physical work like I did today. And I haven't had a nap. I had more caffeine, though, which is I'm on the run of that as hopefully enough to keep me going for this whole show. I started a little late today because I guess whatever the last good storm we had, there was a branch that came off the tree outside and just did quite a bit of damage to it's a small like partition fence between the townhouses here at the penthouse. It's actually a townhouse. I mean, the mausoleum I live in here. There's like a 6 foot by 8 foot like partition fence. It's like one section of, you know, like a regular fence, vinyl, that I didn't think would be like terribly expensive to fix if I just had done it myself. Because Lowe's had the stuff in stock. But I drive a Mini Cooper, and there's no fucking way I was going to be able to fit that like in my car. And since I've been working like 6 days a week, and pretty tired in general, like I didn't really. I mean, I'm sure I have friends that have trucks, what have you, and then I could have, I'm sure, arranged someone to help me go pick that up, and bring it over here. But, yeah, with all the hours working, I'm like, you know what, fuck it. They deliver. But if I'm going to get it delivered, I might as well just consult the Lowe's and see how much they would charge to install it. I figured it couldn't be that much if they would do it for just, like, that small of a segment of fence. On their app, though, I couldn't find any way to just, like, call them. It just, you had to schedule an appointment for somebody to come out and look at it. Now, granted, like, I'm not really sure what the, I was looking at, you know, my agreement or my documentation on the HOA, the Homeowners Association. Not really sure if that, I mean, that fence is, like, on my concrete slab. I'm thinking it's probably considered mine. I mean, I don't know, it could be either considered mine or common. As like sharing it with the neighbor. I'm not really sure if that's technically mine to take care of, or there should be, you know, because if there's walls that you share and there has to be a repair, I mean, you have to split the difference and shit, and there's, you know, stuff that has to be done. But so I was, you know, unclear on whether or not that was something I had to take up with the HOA or, you know, homeowners insurance. But, like, it was like $100 for, like, the panels really I needed at Lowe's. Didn't really seem worth having to go through insurance and plus pay the HOA and everything if it's just, like, $100. or like even like 200s. So I was like, I'm working so many hours and stuff. I was like, you know, I fuck it. How much? I guess I'll just have them come look at it and just, you know, see if, you know, they'll do for $100 or something just to save me a fucking hour worth of labor. The guy Scott from Lowe's that's involved in their fencing, and that is the, you know, fence in a yard, not the sword. He may be into sword fencing too. I'm not sure. I did not ask. That was not something that came. We did talk a lot, as he did come out and look at it, and he did say that I don't want to just pay them to install it because they do a minimum. It has to be a minimum fee of like $1,000. Like, you're going to pay. And I'm like, yeah. That seems, I can do that for that small of a fence. That's a bit absurd. And it's easy to put together. And it looks like my posts are fine. It's just the slats, I guess, in the center that I really got to place. So, I mean, he showed me, you know, how it was all put together and everything, and told me what exactly. That was another thing I wanted to get. I was like pretty sure that I was looking at the right thing at Lowe's, the right thing, and I wanted to make sure I got the same thing that was already in there. And so I did order that today, but I felt like I was meeting myself at an older age. I'm not sure how old Scott is. I'm gonna guess probably in his 50s somewhere. I know he's older than I am, but I would guess at least like 10 years older than me. Anyway, we got to chatting and stuff and talking about the fence, and we were talking about there's a house that I can see from the back that they're painting the roof. They got these tiled roof. It's not your regular it's not shingles. It's not a metal roof. It's like a tile roof. And they had a lift over there. So it was like, I guess they're painting it. And I was talking about thatched roofs in Ireland. And he has a love for Ireland and had been to Ireland, I guess, a few times, and been to Germany as well as Italy. I mean, we were talking about traveling and stuff. And then I went inside. I had a poster for my race that I had ran in Munich. He saw that and he's like, oh man, I did the marathon in Italy in Rome. And he was talking about that. And apparently he was really fast. He doesn't run anymore, but like he was, had some serious speed. Cause at that race, he said he was in like the top 10 till I don't know how close till the end, but, they had, I guess turned one of the signs the wrong way, and him and the other people that he was running with that were near him, I guess, ended up going the wrong way and added like another 5K on or something. I don't remember exactly how much the distance was, but they went the wrong way and just added more mileage on, and he would have been finished in like the top 10, which is insane. I've never done that good. yeah, especially at a race that big. That race that big, if I'm in the top 1,000, that's a feat. but yeah, I mean, we kept talking. I was like, holy shit. Like, this is like I felt like I was talking to myself in the future. Like, he doesn't run anymore. I feel like there's going to probably, after all the injuries I've had, there's a strong chance in the future I may not be running. I don't know that I'll be working as a salesman for Lowe's, but anyway, yeah, that was interesting part of the day. I mean, I'm kind of sad that I couldn't just get somebody out there. I mean, it's really not that hard. I would be surprised. The longest part it would probably take me is honestly just unboxing the shit. Because if there's a lot of packaging, that might take me a while. And also, I mean, I guess I got to pull all the old slats out and, like, put them in the garbage. So, I mean, that might take some time. That being said, though, I mean, I don't think it'll be that difficult. I am working 6 days next week as well, so I mean, I don't know when I'm going to get around to it. Might be a bit of an issue, but yeah, that was an interesting turn of events after leaving work. And I've been meaning, I guess it's been a few weeks now, I've failed, shockingly enough. This is, I don't have really a segue for this, but the great James Earl Jones died, and I didn't even mention it. You know, I grew up just absolutely loving Star Wars. I don't think that's, if you've listened to this podcast for any extended period amount of time, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. You're probably aware that I'm a fan of Star Wars. I mean, I grew up a big fan of the Star Wars. And I will forever have Mr. James Earl Jones's voice in my head. I am your father. I can't really do a James Earl Jones. I can't do it justice. Obviously, I mean, he was in other stuff. You know, Field of Dreams. I mean, he was Mufasa in The Lion King. This is the original cartoon. Coming to America, which I still haven't watched the sequel to that. Coming to America 2. Well, I guess it's just Coming to the number 2 America. But I love him in Conan the Barbarian with one Arnold Schwarzenegger. Conan the Barbarian, you know? His character, and of course, Conan is Thulsa Doom. Which his hair always freaked me out. He had like long straight hair, which I'm guessing was a wig. I don't think James Earl Jones like grew his hair out and then like, you know, like fucking straightened it for that. But I don't know, maybe. I just remember him in as Thulsa Doom. He's like, he was in the beginning of the movie. He's into the riddle of steel, and then of course later on he played a good bad in that. And I mean, he is, but I mean, that will just never, I mean, that's always going to be foreshadowed or just in the shadow of the greatest villain performance, perhaps, as well, in Darth Vader. Even though he wasn't in the suit, that was David Prowse, who's also passed on as well. That was a few years ago. I guess that was right around when COVID hit. I don't remember now. It's been a couple of years. I feel like David Prowse and Peter Mayhew, of course, the actor that played Chewbacca, I want to say they passed around the same time, which actually Peter Mayhew was pre-COVID. So I want to say, I know that was in 2019 because that was the last time I went to Russia. Fun fact, it was right around Star Wars Day. And then I went out and got there wasn't a Chewbacca on it, but I got the nesting doll of Star Wars. And no Chewbacca, but there is a Darth Vader on the outside. So James Earl Jones right there. Sorta. Or David Prowse, whatever way you want to look at that. I don't hear the voice, so I'm guessing it's more David Prowse. But, oh, man. I know they're going to have Darth Vader and more stuff. I mean, James Earl Jones was 93 at the age as he passed. You couldn't have expected him to live much longer. I mean, that's a long time. Anyway, I mean, they knew, had to know for a while, like, well, at some point, James Earl Jones isn't going to be able to voice Darth Vader. So I'm wondering what's going to happen with newer Star Wars features. That are they going to do James Earl Jones's voice for it? Or are they going to go with, I mean, you, that, there's nothing more synonymous. Synonymous? I can't speak. there's nothing more. I mean, if you hear or see Darth Vader, I mean, you, without even hearing the voice, you hear James Earl Jones. It's just fucking wrong if you would put like another person doing that. It's like when Affleck got rid of Gilbert Gottfried. They ended up paying somebody else to try to sound like Gilbert Gottfried, which I got to say was the wrong decision in that. In that one, they could have gone a different route. You know what? Maybe even try change a different mascot or something, because it just didn't work. Although all that Gilbert ever did was Affleck, but they just, you know, paid somebody else to do that. But it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. And but you really shouldn't do that with Darth Vader. See here. But I'm curious, who will voice Darth Vader now? I'm hoping they do something. Well, this is in Times of India. I don't know how accurate that is. It's an article on there. How James Earl Jones will continue to voice Darth Vader despite death. So I'm wondering if maybe he has signed something for like AI sort of thing that'd be like, hey, use my voice. Here it says, Obi-Wan Kenobi isn't a particularly great show. Well, that's, I mean, I thought it was decent. It did seem like they cheaped out on some shit. You got to see Darth Vader fight. That's pretty great. Anyway, more so since that one, that one of the greatest Jedi Knights of all time keeps getting bested by random stormtroopers. But one of the highlights of the show was Darth Vader sounding exactly like James Earl Jones did in the 80s. Later turned out that Jones had signed over the rights to his archival voice work to Lucasfilm. See, that's what I was wondering. It says, and his voice work in Obi-Wan Kenobi was possible due to an AI startup called Respeecher. This means that even after he became one with the Force, his iconic voice will reverberate through eternity, even when humanity has taken over other planets and Disney is still making Star Wars movies. Prior to his death, Jones made arrangements to ensure that his voice would endure in future Star Wars projects. Thank you so much, Mr. James Earl Jones. According to a report from Vanity Fair via Deadline, Jones had signed over the rights to his archival voice work, allowing the Ukrainian startup Respeecher to use AI technology to recreate his voice for future appearances of Darth Vader, including in Disney Plus Obi-Wan Kenobi. Respeecher uses sound bites to clone an actor's voice, enabling studios to record new lines without the actor being present. Matthew Wood, Skywalker Sound's supervising sound editor, revealed that Jones had expressed his wish to step away from the role, and he was presented with the option of using AI to preserve his voice. With Jones's approval, Lucasfilm tasked Respeecher with recreating the familiar sound of Darth Vader, mimicking the villain's voice from 45 years ago for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Audiences will notice that Vader's voice in Obi-Wan sounds much like it did in the earlier films, a deliberate choice made possible by Jones's foresight. Although AI will now be used to continue Darth Vader's voice, Jones had still played the role of a benevolent godfather during his lifetime, guiding the studio in their depiction of the character. This collaboration with Respeecher wasn't the first for Lucasfilm, as the startup also recreated the younger voice of Luke Skywalker in Disney Plus, The Mandalorian, and The Book of Boba Fett. Respeecher used clips from Mark Hamill's early radio broadcast interviews, ADRs, and dubs to digitally recreate Skywalker's voice, showcasing the potential of AI technology to preserve iconic voices for future generations. But yeah, I'm down with that. I'm glad. A lot of the uses for AI, I'm just not cool with. I mean, Google does not need to give me an AI Google search at the top to waste all that electricity shit. That's unneeded. completely unnecessary, and it's a waste of electricity and shit and all that that takes for them to do that. I don't give a shit what the AI tells me about that. But that being said, AI being able to give me James Earl Jones as Darth Vader in future projects, that's something I'm fully behind. It should never be voiced by someone else. Son of a bitch. That voice is just, so good. So great. You know, I'm an original trilogy kid. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. So, like, my brother, Shelley, of course, he was born in 77, the year A New Hope came out, which at the time was just Star Wars. Just Star Wars. And then I was born in 1981, which I want to... Don't quote me on this. I will have to... I have to look this up to make sure, but I believe that was the year, or maybe the 82 was the year that, was that the year Empire came out? I know it was 77. Okay, Empire Strikes Back was the year before I was born, 80. Either way. That came out in 80, so I was in the womb when that movie came out. But I was alive for Return of the Jedi. That came out in 83. You know, I want to say I saw that in the theater, but I would have only been, like, at the oldest, like, 2 years old. I mean, I've seen all of them in the theater now. But I know I was definitely had memories of seeing this stuff by the time it came out on Laserdisc. I'm talking about the old school, like, DVDs, but they were, like the size of a record, of a vinyl record. It was, the massive discs. And I think we had A New Hope on Laserdisc. And maybe even Empire Strikes Back. We would rent that shit. We definitely rented it at some point. And I remember that just seeing... I don't remember exactly the first time I saw Darth Vader on screen. But hearing that voice when you first see him in A New Hope and, he's choking that one dude and everything's pretty fucking epic. Pretty epic. And it will forever live in my brain. And man, I still think... I feel like probably the best thing that Disney did for Star Wars, the best film, I would say, was Rogue One. I think that was a fantastic Star Wars film. All in all, I mean, that is an entertaining film. And it doesn't really involve the Skywalkers much, even though, I mean, it's got possibly, I would say, the best scene with fucking Darth Vader in action on live action film. I can say that even like Kenobi had some, that was a good fight between him and Obi-Wan, but that little scene at the end of Rogue One where Darth Vader's going down the hall and just taking people out left and right is just fucking fantastic. Like, if we had a movie where he was just like that, or a show, like he was in that hallway, holy fuck. And like, I had just that, as a kid, it was like, oh, like almost scared of him. I mean, as an adult, I wasn't really scared, but I was like, this is how it should be. To feel the power, the dark side of the Force. Rise, Lord Vader, but I am so glad that I read that, which I thought that they had done some kind of agreement. I heard, I guess, something previously that he would forever be the voice of Darth Vader. But I'm glad to really look that up and know As it's probably old news now. That's, almost a month old news. I just neglected to talk about it as, I still have a Darth Vader helmet here. It's not the greatest Darth Vader helmet, but, it's one of my Star Wars possessions. As I got that from, Spencer's in Crestwood Mall back when that was a thing. That's been probably over a decade now since they tore that fucker down. That used to be like, my favorite store at malls. I don't even know if Spencer's is still around. That might still be a thing. I don't go to malls much anymore. As a 43-year-old man, I'm not being like, let's go to the mall. I find there's much better things to do with my time. It may or may not be a store still, but I remember that was something I bought at Spencer's, was a Darth Vader mask. And if I recall, I was out with my friend Toddy when I bought that. I feel like we might have been with his brother Carl. There may or may not have been another person or two. I know it was at least with Toddy. It might have just been Toddy and I. And we bought this Darth Vader mask, and we were driving around. And I think we went to through a fucking drive-through. I don't remember what drive-through, but wearing the Darth Vader mask, and just doing all kinds of shit wearing the Darth Vader mask, just to get people's reactions. I mean, I would. Would venture to guess, I mean, we're like the same age, basically. I want to say, I mean, it was early 20s. And maybe like 20. I feel like he was probably still in the military at this time. And at one point, I remember thinking at the time, like, maybe this isn't a hot idea, but he went into, he banked with a credit union at the time. I mean, I have no idea. If he still does, he may or may not. It's not like something I talk with my friends a whole lot. Hey, who do you bank with? I couldn't tell you the name of the credit union. It was over in Fenton at the time. He might have been in the military, so he might have just been like on leave, or he'd already moved back. I don't recall. But his mom at least lived over in Fenton, and I believe she still lives in the same place. But. He went to the credit. He had to get money out of his credit union, and he went to go use the ATM. And I believe it was banking hours. There were people in there, and he walked in there wearing the Darth Vader helmet, and then you used the ATM and left. Like I think even at the time, I was like, that may not be a great idea. They might think you're here to rob the place. But he did not have. I don't believe anybody, pulled a gun on him. He was not arrested. I would have loved to. I didn't go in with him, which I probably should have. Maybe they would have been less sketchy as a look if you're with a friend and they're wearing a Darth Vader mask. Although I feel like at the time I probably would just keep laughing. It would have been hard for me to not laugh. As my friends wearing the Darth Vader helmet into a bank, it's credit union, but still it's a bank. They have money there. It seems like maybe not the best idea wearing that, in there. But that's what you do. If you're going to buy a Darth Vader helmet, a mask, you gotta do these sorts of things. This is something that must be done. And I'm wondering. I know they have. I gotta look now. Now I'm really curious. Is there a Darth Vader welding hood? There's got to be, right? Welding helmet. Here we go. Good Lord, some fucking expensive shit. That seems a bit unnecessary. There's the premium Darth Vader helmet for $200. It's nicer than mine. It's nicer than mine. I really don't need to buy a nice welding hood. Unless I'm going to weld at home. Like, I have a welding hood that work provides me with. I don't weld that much there. I mean, I tack weld, but I don't need a hood for that. Holy shit, they got the... Looks like a motorcycle helmet, but... Is that a motorcycle helmet? I thought this was... Oh, it's a road helmet. It's not a fucking weld. You motherfuckers. You assholes. I want the welding hood. Somebody made one. Somebody made this custom fucking one. Oh, dude, that's so fucking cool. Yeah, I figured somebody at least had to make their own. I didn't know if they'd be, like, selling a Darth Vader welding helmet, but it appears that somebody made their own custom one. I'm guessing they just took a Darth Vader helmet and then just put in the auto-darkening glasses. This is pretty fucking awesome. I'm thinking they wouldn't allow me to wear that at work. Just saying. Oh, they got Stormtrooper helmet ones. That's pretty great. Spartan ones. Oh. I wonder how much they charge for this sort of thing. This is something good to know. I mean, if you're going to be a welder, you need to have a cool helmet. I mean, if you're doing industrial welding, not necessary. Like I do. Industrial welding, you really should just care about, you know, what's going to happen to your eyes. I think that's... Oh, there's a Borderlands one. Son of a bitch. They even have a Star-Lord one. This is interesting. Wow, that's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind doing that. I know I saw online before that there was a welding school where they had taken... Iron Man helmet that opens and closes on voice command. You still talk to Jarvis and it does all that for you. It opens and closes, but they'd put in welding lenses inside it so you could actually weld with the Iron Man helmet on, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. If I were to buy something like that, again, I'm not going to be able to wear that at work. I don't think that'll fly. Also, it's going to get fucked up or stolen at work. I mean, I wouldn't leave it at work, so I probably wouldn't get stolen. Unless I left it just out somewhere, and then somebody from another shift was like, yeah, I want that or whatever. But I could see it just, you know, it's going to get really dirty and covered in shit, and I'm not going to... this is pretty great, though. Man, knowing I can do these custom hoods, man, this is... You fuckers. I mean, that's some pretty crazy custom fucking welding hoods, man. Just really cool shit. Man, I don't know if I'd prefer, like, the Stormtrooper one or the Darth Vader. I mean, there's some Jason Voorhees, which actually that's the Roy one, that when it's not actually Jason Voorhees as the killer. But I am quite curious to how much they actually charge for these custom welding hoods. Like, I'd have to buy the actual helmet, then there's labor, you know? Yeah, they don't have... man, that would just be really great. I venture to guess this is probably going to cost, you know, like a grand sort of situation. And I don't see that worth me just having a welding hood that I could... Again, I didn't really have to get serious about welding shit at home before I'd be like, I got to do a custom mask. I'd be like, I'd have to start learning, like, TIG welding. And, like, consider, like, getting a way higher-paying job. Like, doing, like, some real serious welding. If I were going to, like, get, like, a serious custom-made welding hood. But, yeah, oh, man. James Earl Jones, man. Darth Vader. That is probably the best on-screen villain of all time. I can't really think of a more iconic villain as far as movies go. I mean, Darth Vader has got to be number one. He's the villain that's sort of a hero. I mean, he comes back, you know, as Anakin in the prequels. And I guess at the end of Return of the Jedi, turns back to the good. But the man did some evil shit. When he turned to the dark side, he did some real evil shit. I'm sort of saddened, but not really. The show Acolyte, I mean, I wasn't crazy about it, but there were things that I really enjoyed about it. Like when they had, I don't know the fella's name, but the dark side user, who I'm assuming was, I mean, it looked like he was part of one of the Knights of the Ren in the Acolyte. When he dispatched the Jedis in his helmet, the helmet's really cool. And he just fucking just started annihilating like these Jedi. I was down with that. I didn't really care for any of the characters. It just didn't. I wasn't really feeling for the characters. I mean, it was cool to see a Wookiee Jedi. But I really enjoyed the fact that it sounded like they were going to give the story of like Darth Plagueis, because you got one fucking frame where they show Darth Plagueis. And of course, there's Yoda at the end, so we would have gotten some more Yoda action had there been a season two. I don't think it was a very well done show. Again, there was some positive lights, and it seemed like maybe the season two, things are going to turn around. You know, there's plenty of shows that didn't do so hot in the first season. But if they have time to build, and everything can turn in, they can find their way. And I feel like the Acolyte did not, like maybe they were just finding their way and hadn't gotten there. And these shows, you know, when they're spending that kind of money on a show, they're not going to give it, you know what, let's do 30 episodes before we decide to kibosh it. You know, that shit costs a lot of money to make. Yeah, but I did, speaking of things I've been watching, I got Wolverine Deadpool. I bought it. It's out on Prime right now. You can get it for $30. I mean, of course, it's going to be on Disney Plus eventually. So, I mean, if you already have Disney Plus, it eventually will be on there. Don't know the time frame on that, so I mean, you could save yourself $30. I think you can pre-order. I don't think you can get it just yet. There's the Blu-ray and also the 4K disc of it you can buy. There's like the Steelbook. I don't know what the price is on that, but it's coming out, I believe, sometime soon. I don't think it's quite out yet, but it's really great to watch Deadpool and Wolverine on the big screen. Or, well, you know, it's a fairly large screen, but I mean, on the sofa is the big part. Got the lounge back. Fox seemed pretty entertained by it. I think he's got a thing for Hugh Jackman. He likes. There's something about that scruff. Bub. The feral nature of him, I guess, he enjoyed. As, I tried to get him to watch the parts with Dogpool. But he was a little distracted as I was eating food while that section of Deadpool Wolverine was up. So he could have given a shit less about Dogpool. Of course, I'm sure he's probably not a fan of dogs in general. Though when there's animals on screen, he usually perks up and he's like, "What's going on? I gotta check this out. Where's my new playmate? There's get over here, doggy." I didn't really watch it that intensely to see, you know, to see if I had missed anything. Of course, when I was at the theater, I mean, I didn't go to the bathroom at all. I was in. The home showing of it, though, you know, I'd already seen it, so I knew what was going on. So I didn't watch it all at once. Again, I've been working a lot of hours. That's hard to do. And reclining all the way back. It's hard not to doze off. I didn't watch it all in one sitting, but it's nice to be able to watch that at home. And I probably didn't need to spend the extra money, though, to get it this far in advance. But I feel like Ryan Reynolds really needs the support, you know? I don't think he has enough money. I felt like he needed, to show him a token of my appreciation and maybe give a shilling or two to Hugh Jackman. I mean, he put a lot of effort in to get in that shape again for just one scene where he's shirtless. The guy's well into his 50s at this point. And, it's hard for me to get in shape and, running it. I'm in my early 40s. Well, mid 40s, 43. I've never been in Wolverine shape. But, I've got some nice little guns going on right now from doing steel work, but, not in Wolverine shape. And, but it's tough, man, for me to just get into shape for like running and stuff now. And, I can't imagine the effort you would need to become Logan. She's your daughter, Logan. I'm also enjoying, Agatha All Along, which I, for whatever reason, I guess it's the old brain. Find myself wanting to say Agatha All the Way. Not Agatha All Along. I do enjoy Catherine Hahn as Agatha. And Aubrey Plaza and her seem to be have some chemistry there. Which, I love me some Aubrey Plaza. I mean, she was great. I think she just plays herself in most roles. Like in Parks and Rec. And, of course, she's in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Well, I'm pretty sure she is. Yeah, she's in that. That's her and Michael Cera. Apparently, I guess it came out not too long ago that they were actually seeing each other, I think, at the time of that. Anyway, not that I really give a shit about that one way or the other. I mean, I like Michael Cera. I mean, on film. I really feel like I gotta preface that anytime I say I like this person on screen or, their music. Like, I enjoy them on film. I don't know Michael Cera. I would like to point that out. He may murder people. Or he may not. I would assume not. But I don't know. He might. He might be like his character at the end. This is the End. I think that's the name of it. The James Franco, Seth Rogen film. Danny McBride. Anyway. Speaking of murders, I am a fan of true crime. I do not have any desire to want to commit any crimes, but I do enjoy a good docu-series and or just, I guess, fictionalized versions of such. This is the month of October, so it's time for fucking murders, And preferably the fictionalized kind, but it's just that, it's the Day of the Dead is coming up. And, I haven't watched a whole lot of horror movies yet. I watched Friday the 13th, the last Friday the 13th. Well, I watched part 6. I'm going to need to watch Nightmare on Elm Street before the month ends. I feel like that gives me enough time to see it again. So I can watch it downstairs on the sofa. That'd be great. I think Fox will really dig Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger, the claws. I think he'll like that. Anyway. I was going to say, though, I started watching, which I just finished through, like, the first episode, which I guess it's, like, the number one show, or, like, one of the top shows on Netflix right now is the Monsters, the Menendez Brothers. Of course they, I don't remember before watching the show, I didn't remember a whole lot of the details about the Menendez brothers. Of course, I knew that they had killed their parents. And I remembered that they had said that they had been, or at least one of them had been, I remember it was Lyle or Eric, had been molested by their father or had claimed to, at least in court. And also, I just remember that in The Cable Guy, they're making fun of the Menendez brothers. As Ben Stiller is supposed to be like one of the brothers, but not necessarily the Menendez brothers. It's been a while since I watched Cable Guy. I just remember that being part of The Cable Guy, like one of the things they were seeing on cable. Anyway, I'm going to venture to guess, watching the show, though, that it's not real accurate. I'm more looking forward to, I think it's next Wednesday, there's a documentary or a docu-series. I don't know if it's like a one thing or it's, I'm guessing it's several episodes, but it's a docu-series about the Menendez brothers, not a fictionalized telling of it, which is the monsters, the Menendez brothers. This fictionalized version definitely makes it seem like these motherfuckers did not give a shit, which, again, I mean, I don't know the Menendez brothers. I was like 8 years old when they murdered their parents. and like 9 years old, I guess, when they were caught. I don't remember when the trial was. Sometime in the early 90s. I would assume, you know, at the most, maybe like a year later or so. I haven't looked up the dates and such. But it definitely seems like what, you know, I don't know. If you're going to murder your parents, and they shot the shit out of their parents. I mean, they both had a shotgun and put in, you know, multiple rounds up close and personal. That's not like, and they were both adults at the time. Not like, I mean, I don't know whether or not that they did experience, you know, molestation or what have you. I, like, would you do that, like, as an adult? And knowing, like, this is going to, you know, if you don't get away with this, it's going to fuck you for the rest of your life. I don't know. I'm curious to find out more of the details. Again, like, I haven't heard anything about before this show came out. Like, I hadn't thought of the Menendez brothers in probably many years. It's pretty rare for, you know, kids to kill their parents. It's not something that happens very often. It's pretty rare. because, you know, even if there is abuse and whatnot, there's, you know, that strong bond there because, I mean, it's your flesh and blood. It's, anyway, yeah, it seems, I don't know, it's got a weird vibe. I know that the, at least one of the Menendez brothers has claimed, interview that this is not anywhere near true. Ryan Murphy, the guy, the showrunner of the series, is claiming, oh no, this is legit. But I mean, there even seem, I haven't seen the whole series, but it does seem like Kyle, or Lyle and Eric, Lyle and Eric Menendez seem to really love each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, really love each other. Like a, what was the, I'm trying to remember the name of the cartoon they used to have on SNL, the gay duo. What was that? The, shit. You know, damn it. Stephen Colbert was on there. Ambiguously Gay Duo. That, I almost had to Google it, but no, Ambiguously Gay Duo. I feel like it's very much that. I mean, I kind of did a little Google search about, like, just to see, like, what is fucking really true. I didn't go through all of it. Apparently, I guess there is one point that they kiss each other. I mean, it definitely, there is a, I guess there's no ambiguity. Nothing ambiguous about that. It's just really like, oh, no, they really do enjoy the taste of sausage. But which I don't think is the freaky part. It's the freaky part that, like, they are siblings. Which I guess murder should be worse. I should probably be more bothered by that. The fact that these two brothers, at least in the show, they're like, oh, yeah, we want to fuck each other. Like, that's... it's making me think of the other docu... The docuseries, the Father of a Thousand Children, or whatever the fuck it's called on Netflix, where the guy's just like donating to every fucking sperm bank in the world many, many, many times over. And to think that, you know, there's all these kids that have the same dad that will probably find each other attractive because they have to share a lot of the same genes. And there's a familiarity to them. And, you know, the guy's creating a Game of Thrones for the future. He is. I wonder if, this guy dies and stops donating sperm. If in the future, like, they will be considered something, like, special. Is, you know, we just further go backwards in our thinking. Like, there's somehow technology goes away. Like, there's some kind of EMP-type thing that destroys a lot of our technology somehow. And then all these kids that were children of the same dude would then later in the future be like, they are the sacred bloodline. They are now the rulers. There's probably too many of them, though. I mean, from watching that documentary, it sounds like there could be upwards of like 3,000. Kind of fucked up. Anyway, I don't know how I don't recall how I segued from the Menendez brothers to the sperm bank guy. The mega sperm donor. I don't think I could do that. I could jerk off into a cup. That's not a problem. I mean, I have no problem doing it in an office when I'm thinking, you know, hopefully they give you some kind of sound booth, you know, there's some very, like, what it, because I believe, you know, you can't just, like, send it in from home, you know, just, like, bring in a vial of your own semen. From what I understand, you know, you have to go into an office, like a doctor's office, and they give you, like, some porno mags or something, which I guess you can just bring your phone nowadays, but then you just beat it off into a, you know, into the petri dish. Well, I guess more of like a, do they use... I wonder, like, oh, this is going to be a bad Google search. This is going to put some unwanted things on my computer here. How to donate sperm. I want to see what, let's make, I want to know, though, how does it donate? Let's, I want to see somebody's actual experience of donating sperm. Yeah, it's all for money. I don't want to do that. I don't think anybody wants my DNA. There's a lot of cancer and shit that runs in the family. You don't want to pass that on. Not to mention, I'm like, I don't think there's any reason why there needs to be a clone of me. I feel like I need to probably go on, like, Reddit. Da da da. Yeah. There's a, I feel like it'd be wrong just to know, like, I don't think there's probably a whole lot of money you could, I mean, I guess you could make some money. Oh. There's a one question. Can I donate my sperm to an ex-girlfriend? That seems awkward. Does that mean you're going to fuck her to do so? I just want to know, like, what happens when you go in there. I don't even know the proper way of, like, Google search. I'm assuming you go in to the doctor's office, and you just go to a fucking either a bathroom, probably a bathroom. They probably like just like when I've had to piss for the doctor's office for them to test that. I mean, you just go into a fucking bathroom. They give you the little fucking piss cup. I'm assuming it's that sort of same situation. They just give you a little cup, just spooge right into it. You put your baby batter in the cup. But I'm venturing to guess you can probably hear, you know, just like in a normal doctor's office. It's not exactly soundproof. You can hear shit that's going on out there. And it's just got to be fucking weird as fuck to know that, you know, there's people outside that door that know that you're in there, like, jerking off. And, that's, I mean, that would, it would make it hard for me to perform. And, you know, I guess I'd have to bring, like, fucking headphones with me, you know? Because I'd have to, I guess that'd be the way to do, if I was going to donate sperm, I would have to put headphones in and, earbuds, I guess, and pull some porn up on the old phone and then, just go to town. I wonder if there's a time limit. Like, hey, you can only be in there for like 4 minutes. Be like, can I romance myself a little bit? Can I choose the right video? I guess you'd have to like, I mean, you're really gonna, you have to know your like go-to, like this is gonna get me off, like so much better than, you know, whatever. I don't know. I think I just need to put in donating sperm stories. That is, I feel like this could get bad. No, I don't want to. This is like just wants to know if you gave permission for the child. I don't give a fuck about that. I want to know. Here we go. Cure. What are some sperm bank stories worth telling? I want to know that. Do I have to fucking? I don't want to. I don't give a shit about any of this. Kiora, fuck you. I got to choose all this shit. I just wanted to read. Goddamn thing. Assholes. And this is some bullshit. I don't know why. I've got to choose other, these other topics to read this fucking thing. I don't know what. Okay, there we go. Whatever. And I can't read. It doesn't. It didn't lead me to it. This is some bullshit. You fucking assholes. I just want to know these stories. Okay, here we go. This is some anonymous posters on Kiora. One of the sperm banks I've donated was the fertility clinic inside an academic hospital. You would sit in the same waiting room with other donors together with men and often their female partners. Well, that's kind of fucking awkward. That were there for fertility treatment. Not sure if most waiting patient felt compelled to discuss among each other about being either a male fertility patient or a donor, but it was a tad weird. I would assume so. I want the weird though. While waiting, I overheard a nurse explaining to a male patient that what was expected from him while handing him the empty jar. Oh, this is the stuff I'm here for. Turned out that his wife had made the appointment for him without explaining anything other than that it was a medical test. Okay, they're just testing his ejaculate. Here we go. His cultural background did not allow him to walk into a small room and masturbate for a medical aim. He was becoming really angry and agitated when the nurse explained him the details about washing his tool and how to provide the sample. Oh, they make you wash it? Do they inspect it? The poor chap stormed out of the facilities without accepting the jar and instructions, leaving many waiting room occupants with an enormous grin or LOL. Still remember the nurse extremely matter-of-factish. Next. Here we go. I fucking, holy shit. How did I not end up like on this on like a Reddit thread before? This is great. This is another anonymous. That one's from 6 years ago. This is another. Nobody wants to say who they are. Says, I had a really great boss once. He was everything I wanted to be in a manager. We had worked together for 5 years, and I knew the length he and his wife had gone to have a kid. After navigating lots, it was determined his sperm was weak. Weak sperm, you got the weak sperm, the girly sperm. Anyway, he was heartbroken. We drank, and I tried to help him. I had no family, and he and his wife were very important to me. He blurted out, if only I could help him. I said I would do anything I could. Next weekend at his house for dinner, his wife cornered me and with R there asked if I would donate sperm. I was shocked, but not against it. She outlined a bunch of downstream rules. And basically, I would have no liability. I was happy with that as they were both smart people. I offered only one condition from me, natural conception, and it had to be with all three of us. They left me alone and came back half an hour later, agreed from both of them. So they're fucking? Okay, Jay said, let's start. I am fertile right now. Okay, we're tired of the bedroom. Jay strips. She is magnificent. Ron strips, and he is has quite an equipment. They get on the bed, and I tell Ron to start. They start kissing, and I am watching, and as Ron enters her, I slide over and suck her breasts. R is deep in her. I can see his dick sliding in and out. I didn't expect this to turn into some fucking porn. Oh, shit. But anyway, I can see the wetness from her and hear her approaching orgasm. R continues. Jay comes once, twice before R moans, and I watch him unload in her. Oh, man. So he's going sloppy seconds. He's going to... So I wonder if maybe he thought it would, you know, maybe there's like a mixture of the sperm, even though his sperm is weak. If he just like gives it like a little bit of a boost, like a nitrous boost. He rolls off, dribbling cum along her leg. I push over and get between her legs and into her. She is incredibly wet from R's bolt and her very engorged pussy. I start moving in and out gently as first while R is kissing her. I bone her long and slow, then short and fast. They wrote short on here. I'm assuming short and fast. As she peeks twice more, I am ready to blow and announce it. R spurs on me. Jay squeezes my cock, and I shoot in her for what seems an eternity. Ron is hard again and rills on her. Rails, I'm guessing? On her and enters her again. He shoots and I take my own seconds. Jay lays on the bed with her legs in the air. No cum oozes out of her. We repeated this a couple of times and wait. No period, pregnancy test positive. 8.5 months later, little R arrives. I feel like, is that a true story? I mean, just because you're posting it on here doesn't make it a true story. See here. Oh, this one actually gives a name. Brad David Swindon Moore. Is it true that sperm donation clinics in Asia give you a hand job to collect your sperm? I don't... Well, this looks like a machine that gives you a hand job. It says, a Chinese company called Sanwi has made a sperm collector machine complete with a monitor showing porn and a moving sleeve. Oh, man, I'm just thinking they better fucking clean that sleeve before each one. Here's the commercial in Chinese with some English subtitles. Crazy stuff. Ooh, here we go. This is fantastic. I'm not going to play the audio, but I'll give some kind of, let's just kind of run through this. I mean, it's a machine that stands about waist high. You got the hole, as this is all Chinese subtitles so far. I don't see any fucking English subtitles. You bastard. What is it, closed captioning? Oh. All right, let's see the sperm collector operate. Firstly, I will introduce this machine briefly. The sperm clinical semen collection, it is faster than an ordinary masturbation. Or ordinary, oh yeah. You want, that's the thing. You want to turn people in and out. You want to, it is a process collection. Oh yeah, man, that is way too fast with the subtitles. See, preparation. There's a perm power button, perm button. Okay, that's pretty. Before using the machine, we insert the USB disc into it. I guess that's got the porn on it. Already has video on it. Insert the earphone. Okay, yeah, I'm hoping there would be some fucking headphones. There's an emergency stop button. That's good because that thing could fucking take your dick off, it looks like. It immediately powers off. The collection tube will automatically stop. Some models have intelligent human computer interactive. You can also skip. Oh, it's got like like anime porn. The whatchamacallit. You don't provide your own porn? What the fuck? I guess there's music. There's videos in the USB drive. Video will play automatically. I guess you got to have... this thing does look... I mean, this is like a industrial fucking cock sleeve. It looks like it'll just fucking eat your dick. And of course, it does look like they have at least one piece. Oh, they're putting condoms like over the sleeve, I guess. So there's an isolation pad. I guess you have to put the condom on your dick and then put... Yeah, I guess there's different... it just works like a regular... there's a lot of video, too. I don't feel like I need to watch this old video. It's a very boring video. It's very slow. Like, this is the power button. Oh, here we go. This is a question I was quite curious about. Instead of magazines, this is Katrin Olof's daughter. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm sorry. Instead of magazines, are wives allowed to help when men are giving sperm samples in a fertility clinic? Fertility clinics prefer the man all alone inside the masturbation room. If needed, he can use some motivating materials on paper or video. Also, to make sure that the semen sample is as uncontaminated as possible, I heard also about stories in the past of partners being allowed inside the collection room to make it more romantic and bonding. Sorry, it's not the right moment. Masturbating is still an activity 95% of all males know how to do. I would hope so. And it's maybe easier to aim for the opening of the jar if it's yourself doing the movement. Semen samples scraped from the wall or with saliva of the lady are less optimal to make babies with. And in the first case, a less romantic story to tell your kids if they ever ask how they were conceived. In the past, they also had collection condoms for men that did not want to masturbate. Here, they had sex with a female partner in the collection room or at home if they lived close by. The filled collection condom was then handed to the lab technician. Again, depending on how the condom was handled, neither free of contamination of the other person and maybe not the nicest work for a lab technician. Morals have changed. It's easier and cleaner to masturbate alone in a cup. Don't make a fuss about it, but you're not wasting seed, you're producing it for a beautiful baby. Anyway, it seems like it go on and on, these stories, but I've been going for a while now, as I would like to do other shit tonight. I do need to clean out the litter box, so I guess that's enough bait and stories in the the sperm bank, but maybe I'll hold on to some of those for another day. I still don't find myself... I still don't plan on jerking off into a cup and getting paid for it. Mainly because I just don't want my children out there. I don't want any children out there. It's not something I am looking for. though, you know, I do enjoy hearing stories of people jerking off to a cup, like their experiences going in doing this. Something humorous about this. I did not expect it to go into like a full-length porno, like a transcription from a porno. But anyway, yeah. So I guess that's really all I've got tonight. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.